Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity. At least I think it's a session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, come on, write it down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Some of you are stubborn, right? Go grab the app. We have an app on Apple and Android. It's the Joe Messina Show. Not that hard to find. If you can't find it there, you know, just type in Joe Messina. It will pull up all kinds of, of apps for you. And by now, you should know the logo. You should know what it looks like. Just pull it up. It's not a big deal. And then you can listen in the car. You got, I mean, some of you got the new fancy cars where you can push the phone stuff right through the radio system, right? Not me. I still have the hand crank on my car. Not ready for all this. All right. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, Xing, doubling, whatever it's called. I want to go back to, I really have to do this. I got to go back to Epstein's documents, because they released some more names today. None of you are going to be surprised with these names. None of you. Leonardo DiCaprio, Bruce Willis, Michael Jackson. I mean, these names are on the list from years gone by. And how these people allowed, you know, I don't understand evil. I just don't get it. This kind of evil. Taking advantage of young kids. I'm not going to say young girls. Young kids. How do you get comfortable with that? Can somebody explain that to me? You know, where what you want, what makes you feel good, what you believe to be, you have a right to. Because isn't that what these people did? They felt like they had a right to this. You have people, and I, again, don't understand it. Naomi Campbell. And nobody knows what they did or didn't do. I'm not going to tell you. maybe they were into all of this. Cate Blanchett. I don't even know who she is. You got people like Cameron Diaz, George Lucas, Kevin Spacey. I'm not surprised with them. Definitely not surprised with that one. And you know why. I don't have to go into detail, right? But in all sincerity, or in all seriousness, you know, when I see these things come out, I start reading them going to the point. The sad part is I am not surprised. I don't think you should be, with the evil that we see, whether it has to do with the Palestinians, I mean, with the people that we see, I'm not surprised at all, in the least. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, you know, get involved, get engaged, get informed, That always helps, too, to be part of the conversation. Mayorkas came out today. I think this is hilarious. Remember, you know how I tell you that they are so unaware? Totally unaware of what they're saying and what they're doing. But Mayorkas came out and basically said, look, yeah, we got about $1 million a year come through. Oh, no, he's wrong, but Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas, he faulted Congress for failing to appropriate the resources the department needed while he rejected the validity of Republicans' impeachment proceedings. You know, how much money does he need? And what would he do with that money? And on top of that, the president can call it the National Guard. There are so many things. If he truly wanted to fix this, why is he fighting to have the razor wire pulled down, to have the floating buoys pulled out of there? Right? I mean, all over Texas for defending itself. So he's lying. These people lie like it's so natural to them. Or maybe they see this stuff so skewed. I don't know. Mayorkas was grilled on special report by anchor Brett Baer, and he presented statistics to Mayorkas of what was happening on the Mexican border. The secretary, I mean, he fled the Cuba Revolution for the United States as a toddler. And he claims that he has executed his duties of his office appropriately and properly. He went on to say that Baer asked Mayorkas how many illegal immigrants have been released into the nation's interior for President Biden's first 3 years. And leading the secretary replied that he needed to correct the misunderstanding. He said, when somebody enters the country, we place them in immigration enforcement proceedings pursuant to immigration law. If their claim for relief, their claim to remain in the United States, succeeds, then by law they are able to stay here. Now, he started again before Baer pressed again for a ballpark number. Mayorkas responded, there have been well more than 1 million migrants being released annually, and that the statistics prove that the nation's immigration system is broken. The statistics prove it? That it's broken? When he asked about 300,000 reported migrant encounters in December of 2022 alone, Mayorkas said the DHS is limited in its detention capacity, subject to congressional funding. So does that mean the rest of them get pushed on? He added there's been a historic number of removals during his tenure. Really, how many? And how? And where? And prove it. Show me senior host. Be back in a minute.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I very much do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Look, I answer emails and I respond to texts and all that other fun stuff when we're on a break. And somebody sent me to made a comment was true. Joe, have you noticed that even though now we have proof that Donald Trump was not there on the island. Now, you know, I've always said it's true. You can't prove something like didn't happen like that. But you have testimony from people who said they never saw him on the island. They never saw, you know, I mean, there's so many things that they're willing to testify to. And I think about that. But then when you look online, the left has totally ignored that. They don't care that there's proof it didn't happen. Because they hate him so much. This is what hate does to people. They hate him so much that they're even going to lie on it to make it happen. Or to perceive that it happened. And yet not one nasty thing about Joe. They'll defend him to the end. I mean, I don't know if this is true, but there are excerpts from it. There's pictures of the pages. Nobody has denied it, really denied it, of Joe B. taking showers with his daughter. Ooh, right? You got pictures of Hunter Biden having sex with very, obviously, very young kids. And one picture somebody sent me yesterday, supposedly, it was his dead brother's daughter or something. And again, I don't know these to be true. I have no proof whatsoever. I wasn't there. I didn't hear it from his mouth. There's no video. But when you have all these allegations that have not been checked out, not been denied, and yet they worship the Biden family. The Biden family has now become the god of the Democrat Church. You know, it was the Obamas, it was the Clintons, and now it's the Biden. They say nothing, absolutely nothing negative about him. And now you got, you know, there are things that tie all this stuff together. They're not interested in hearing. They're not only interested in not hearing it, they don't even want to comment on it. Even when they know about it. And every single, you know what, I know some great Democrats, and I mean that sincerely. I have some friends that are Democrats, great people. But they seem to be far and few between. You know, L.A. County residents now, they've had it. Every single day, right, they go into city council meetings, they go into county meetings, they scream about what's going on in these stores. Now they're using cars. I don't know if you guys heard this. They're now smashing stores, smashing through windows and cars to allow the looters to go in and clean the stores up. So they steal a car, smash it through a window, go in, clean the place out, and leave. And not that this makes it okay. But a lot of these stores they're robbing are small mom-and-pop stores. And you want to say, really? Is that you're so low-life scum that the only place you can think of going is a mom-and-pop store where they probably got their life savings in there? The sole source of income for them? Seriously? It's just amazing to me. Now, I'm going to say the same thing about L.A. I say about some of these other stations. You Democrats in Los Angeles, you keep voting these people in. Then you go in front of them, you hire them, so to speak, you go to their board meetings, you go to their council meetings, and you start screaming, you have to do something. They never did anything before. You voted them in again, they're not doing anything now, and you're surprised. I have to question your sanity. I have to question your IQ level. I mean, come on, think about it. You are a moron if your stockbroker keeps losing you money month after month after month, year after year. Your portfolio's gone down. And you keep hiring him back in. You keep giving him more money. What is wrong with you? Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department said that the looters had stolen items ranging from meat and general groceries to lottery tickets. I mean, lottery tickets. Like, you don't... Right, whatever. Police had received calls just before the looting occurred that a car was on fire and a street takeover was underway. And they probably, and listen, I wouldn't blame them. They probably did nothing. Right? just amazing. They've been out there running amok. During the public comment section of a meeting, another said, so sick and tired of hearing this crap every single day. Compton Democrat Mayor Emma Sheriff, she declared at the meeting that the ensuing ensuring the safety of the businesses and residents of our city is our top priority. No, it's not. Right? It can't be if you're not doing anything about it. It can't be if you're not putting more police on the streets. One of the city council members wants to sign an ordinance that would increase citations for those who participate in these street takeovers. But you have to catch them. And the local voter said, yeah, not enough. Right? I want these people arrested. I want them put in jail. I want restitution paid. This is why these stores are leaving. You've got, I was reading a story today about it in Seattle Starbucks is closing down three stores. Gee, I wonder why. But now, because they've been unionized in some areas, the union stepping up and saying, no, you can't close the store. It's against our policies or it's against the agreement you made. Well, if you've got no money, if you're being robbed, your employees are in danger, the heck with the agreement. Your first job is to make sure that those people are safe. But they don't, this is what I say to you, they don't care. It's, again, just amazing. They need to have the National Guard roaming around those streets every night and immediately dealing with this stuff when it hits. Right? No, no, really, seriously, think it through. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Go nowhere. We'll be back in a few minutes.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is pushing back on border security as Republicans toured border crossings near Eagle Pass, Texas on Wednesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters that Republican lawmakers...
What they're doing is they're not doing their job. They want us to deliver on things that matter to them.
Republicans argue, though, there also needs to be significant policy changes within the administration to slow down the flow of immigrants. There is much anticipation today about the impending release of the Epstein list, 170 unredacted names of people that were connected to the Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell sex trafficking ring could be released as soon as today. The list could have some very powerful individuals' names on it, but it's believed several of the identities included will remain anonymous for various reasons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots of, I love, this is, I always love, you know, the last half hour of the show because we've got a whole bunch of stories I could just hit rapid fire. And a lot of them need to be hit rapid fire. You know, and just, seriously. Well, you know, this is the way things need to happen. And because Trump has the money to do it, and has no problem spending it, doesn't seem to bother him at all. I mean, think about all the money he lost while he was president, and now he's willing to go at it again after paying all these legal fees as well. So, you know, Trump's attorneys filed what his campaign called a powerhouse motion on Thursday, calling for a federal judge to hold special counsel Jack Smith in contempt of the court for allegedly repeatedly violating a stay order in his 2020 election investigation. Now, Smith's case against Trump, the 2024 GOP frontrunner, obviously, is currently on pause because Trump's attorneys appealed the case and argued that president immunity protects him from being prosecuted. Now, trial had been set to begin March 4th, but that's been put on hold as well. Now, the stay order is clear and straightforward, unambiguous. Trump attorney John Lauro said in the filing, all substantive proceedings in the court are halted despite this clarity. The prosecutors began violating the stay almost immediately. Now, Laurel said within the 5 days of the court pausing proceedings, Smith's team served thousands of pages of additional discovery together with the purportedly draft exhibit list. Now, through counsel, President Trump advised that he rejected the prosecutor's unlawful productions, that their actions violated the stay order, and that he would seek relief if their malicious conduct continued. See, they don't care what the court says. Not a word. Because they are above the law. When you saw what went on with the dossier, and you had the FBI agents, they all broke the law. None of them do any time. None of them are going to jail. They lied to the FISA court. right? Laura also said Smith filed an expansive motion to limit less than 10 days later, which he said turns with partisan rhetoric, or teams with partisan rhetoric, including false claims that President Trump propagates irrelevant disinformation inside and outside the courtroom. Hey, lying is protected speech. Look, I'm not for it. Don't get me wrong. They do it all the time. And it seems to be okay. They have no problem with it. So he said the motion also mirrors the Biden administration's dishonest talking points, asserting again falsely that President Trump was responsible for the events on January 6th. They're dying to pin this on him. I don't know how more plainly you could put it when he called for peaceful patriotic assembly. And on top of that, when he heard that things were getting out of hand, for those who really care and pay attention, he went on Twitter. He went on camera. He said, look, go home now. It's getting out of hand. You know, you don't want to be in the middle of all this. Go home. He didn't tell him to stay and make it worse. And again, I say, I don't believe for a minute that MAGA people started, poured fuel on it, moved forward with it. They're not the kind of people that do that kind of damage. When you look at the Antifa groups and the BLM groups and the quote-unquote more liberal rally people, look at what they do to the parks, the buildings, the police cars, the police stations. Look at the violence they propagate all over the place. You don't see that at MAGA events. He went on to say, in this manner, the prosecutors seek to weaponize the state to spread political propaganda, knowing that President Trump would not fully respond because the court relieved him of the burdens of litigation during the stay. The prosecution also announced that their intention to continue this, we all know it, it's partisan driven. It had nothing to do with the law. I mean, seriously. Laura argued that Smith and the federal prosecutor should be held in contempt of court because, you know, they're required to immediately withdraw their motion in limiting improper productions and be forbidden from submitting further filings. Look, you either do what the judge says or you don't. And if you don't do what the judge says, why does Trump have to do what the judge says? If you don't seem to care for the law, why should he? Right? It isn't that hard. And it doesn't really doesn't require any kind of, you know, college degree to figure it out. Smith was ordered not to take any further action in the trial until presidential immunity issues resolved, which should be a full dismissal of the case. Because Trump was carrying out his duty as president to investigate the rigged and stolen 2020 presidential election, Chuck said. Rather than respect the rule of law, Jack Smith unilaterally decided to disobey the stay order, continue with his harassment litigation. So, again, if he doesn't have to follow the law in any way, shape, manner, or form, why should Trump? Yeah, look at the bad question. I won't get an answer on it, but I don't think it's a bad question at all. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged, figure it out. It really isn't that hard. Don't sit back and start getting crazy on every line that you read, right? What you want to do is you want to sit back, you want to read the stories, do a little investigation on your own, make sure you truly understand what's going on. I'm telling you, if we do that, we win. Right? If you tell the truth, what's that old saying, tell the truth, shame the devil? If you tell the truth, you can make a difference, because they can't fight the truth. Eventually, it'll come up and it'll bite them hard, and they won't be able to do anything about it. And that's what you want. Well, Governor Nuisance is at it again. God, love, you got to love the guy. He's so sure that he's right, and he doesn't care. Doesn't care what kind of effect it has on anybody or anything. Still can't talk people fleeing the state in big numbers. Many people are, in California are still relocating to Arizona and particularly to Phoenix. Cost of living is less crap going on around them. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, between 2017 and 2021, about almost 200,000 people moved from California to Arizona. But, you know, what you hear Newsom say, which is partially truth, not all those people moving into California, too, replacing the people that leave. So when you look at the numbers coming in from Arizona to California, to come to Los Angeles, San Diego, places like that, they've had about 50,000 people come to California from other states because they don't know. They don't understand what's going on here. Right? They hear bits and pieces about how great it is. Maricopa County was identified as the largest gaining county in California. I'm sorry, in the U.S. Well, Los Angeles County saw the largest decline. And we're also having, now, the two states that Newsom hates the most, right? We're having a large migration from California to Texas and Florida. Big numbers. And you know what? It's going to continue to be big numbers until he steps up. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, and Newsom, again, his problems were about to get worse when he's driving large companies and investors out of California. Chevron, one of the world's largest oil companies, they filed a brief with the Securities and Regulations Commission, talked about how California hurt its business in the fourth quarter of 2023 because of the regulations. All the issues that have been put on them now, things that they have to conform to here in California. Now, Newsom says he's put these regulations on them so he can have some oversight over big oil. The move will have a financial impact on Chevron's business, but the company said it'll continue or contribute to non-cash after-tax charges, but this will drive it out of the state. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, head over to JoeMazzini.com, JoeMazzini.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can sign up for the newsletter. You can do all kinds of stuff there, and I appreciate every bit of time that you spend with me, and I mean that sincerely. All right. Let's see, what do we got? We got, Governor Nuisance. That's right. That's who I was talking about, right? How he's driving Chevron and others out of the state. Or actually having them cut back on research and development, cutting back on jobs, really. Right? Think about it. Now, the law had planned to establish an independent entity that aims to root out price gouging. Now, I think this is hilarious. Root out price gouging by oil companies. The state mandates a summertime blend and a winter blend. And both of those blends have to have certain chemicals in them, and they done a certain way. Which means that those plants that turn out the fuel, the gasoline, they have to be shut down, retooled, and turned back on. Well, how are you going to recoup that money? Right? So we want the California Energy Commission to run that and to hold the industry accountable. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of challenges this year to agencies and fines and what they can do and can't do. I can't wait till that hits SCOTUS. With the legalization, we're ending the oil industry's days of operating in the shadows. California took on big oil and won. We're not only protecting families, we're also loosening the vice grip that big oil has had on our policies for the last 100 years. It's not true. It's just flat out not true. We took on big oil and won. No, you just, all you did was strap them with more regulations and more fines. We're not only protecting families, we're also loosening the vice grip of big oil has had on our politics for the last 100 years. This is Newsom thinking, where is he getting his information? In a letter to the commission, commenting on the legislation, Andy Walsh, Chevron's Americans Products President, he suggested the penalties may be introduced as a result of legislation may make gas prices even more expensive. They're not going to take a loss. And what's California going to do? They're going to write a law that'll stop them from passing on the fines they get into the price of gasoline? Really? Seriously. A margin penalty can only serve to further deter investment in the state's energy market, of course. But what's he care? He's done in a few years. And he thinks he's going to become president. If he becomes president, we should all move to Cuba. We'd have a better shot. I mean, this man is pushing for what they call an exit tax. Anybody home? If you take your money out of the state of California and you've lived here for X amount of time, you made your money here X amount of time, yeah, you have to pay an exit tax to leave the state. You got to pay to leave the state. We are taxed for so many things now. Do you really think that's what our founding fathers had in mind? Do you really believe that this is healthy for us? You realize that. I went through this the other night, and somebody thanked me for doing it. But if you realize you make $100, taxes are taken out on $100. You go to the store to buy yourself a coffee and a donut with that $100, you're taxed again. God forbid you take the $100, you go to the gas station to buy some gasoline, you're not taxed once, you're taxed like 3 times. Right? Federal, state, and local taxes apply to that gasoline. And should you buy tires for your car, oh my God, you're really dead then because you got a whole bunch of taxes. I mean, everything has a tax attached to it. At one time, probably not the same now, at one time the Bible was, you didn't pay taxes on the Bible when you went to the bookstores. Walsh went on to say Chevron, whose global headquarters are in California alone, has cut back hundreds of millions of dollars on its spending in the state. Right? So when they cut back on that, when they don't hire as many people, they let people go, they close down facilities. Can you guys, except if you're driving, close your eyes and envision this. When they pull 100 people out of a plant, those 100 people may not be able to afford their houses anymore. There goes your property taxes. I mean, you've got so much that's going to go away at that point in time. Those people shop at the local stores and markets and what have you. Profits to those stores or places that are owned by families, gone. Sales tax revenue, gone. Right? You mean, should we go on with this? Do you get my comment here? Right, the electrician, the plumbing, the plumber, the carpenter, the roof repair guy, gone. Come on, think about it. So these guys, they're speaking the truth and saying, look, yeah, we don't want the penalty to begin with. We don't think you should give it to us. We don't want to pay it. However, even if we were for it, do you see what you're doing to us? No, really. Think it through. Do you see what you're doing to us? Hey, but, I mean, talking about giving $20 to somebody for flipping burgers. Why should they go look for a job anywhere else? No, come on, really, think about it. Why? I'm making $20 an hour. I could probably feed myself and maybe wife. Again, it's just amazing. They can't see any of this. They can't see anything that they're doing to us. Or maybe they do, and they just don't care. You guys want to enlighten me or what? Just announced that Governor Abbott dubs his state the undisputed economic leader of America after registered nearly 8% economic growth in the third quarter of 2023, higher than the nation, the national expansion of about 5. New Year milestones for the mighty Texas economy, Abbott said, before alluding to the latest economic data from the Commerce Department that showed gross domestic product grew by 7.7% in Texas. They're growing. They're doing the right stuff. So is Florida. Right? Oh, by the way, the national average is 4.9%. I mean, you gotta think it through. All states in the U.S. saw their local economies expand, according to data from the Commerce Department. I don't know if I totally believe that. Real increase in all 50 states and District of Columbia in the third quarter of 23, with the percent change ranging from 9.7% in Kansas to 0.7% in Arkansas. So you really, this is why you do have to pay attention to these things, so you know what the supermarket's going to cost you. I'm surprised how many people can't put it together. They can't put together the fact that your legislators, your, I love what, see if you guys are with me here. When somebody says to you, you know what, I don't get involved in politics. Really? You go shopping? Yeah, you're involved in politics. You buy gas at the gas station? You're involved in politics. Right? You get your paycheck every week? You work for somebody? Yeah, you're involved in politics. They're beating their brains out right now to get gas prices down. Beating their brains out to try to figure out how to make that happen. That's scary, isn't it? Ain't that hard. Go back to Trump's policies. Gas was way down. But they can't see it. They can't get past it. They can't let him win. They can't let a conservative win. They just can't let it happen. Even some of you guys, you watch Shark Tank? Any of you watch Shark Tank, right? Kevin O'Leary, you know, Mr. Happy, he came out. He says, you know, California's slew of policy mishaps have led to the Golden State to be branded as the most mismanaged state in the union. He said, I don't mean any disrespect when I say the management at the state level, municipal level, is worse than any other and every other state in the union. The criticism comes after the oil giant Chevron announced that the company could take a $4 billion hit to profits for the charges that are coming out. I mean, for the changes to the, you know, oil that are coming out. And he's right. He went on to say, who would give a dime to California to invest in energy when the regulatory environment is so punitive? You can't make money. And, you know, Chevron wants to make money. In April of 2023, the Shark Tank star announced his plan to build his own oil refinery in the U.S. He suggested the massive initiative could cost $14 billion. But he wants to find a state that wants to work with him. Kind of share the wealth, if you would. You know, I mean, they don't make money because they're stupid. Right? He said he doesn't put money in California. Instead, he chooses to do business in states like North Dakota, Virginia, Oklahoma, Texas. He said they're competing for his money. Trying to get him in there. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Yeah, I know. I'm such a downer. Go read your Bible. You'll be happy. Anyway, have a great rest of the day. Be safe. Can't wait to hear you back here with me tomorrow.